It's Doc D'Souza dictating on James Feek. James Feek, F-E-A-K. Feek. F as in Frank. F-E-A-K. Feek. F as in Frank. James Feek. Date of birth is 6-2-51. Date of visit is 3-21-25. Please make a copy for Michael Alea. That is Michael Alea, Alea, M.D. Michael Alea, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Michael, thank you for sending James Feek for promotion. Next paragraph. First of all, tell us. This is a... let's say this is a 73-year-old male who has a history of atrial fibrillation, has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity for the past 6 to 7 months. The patient had an extensive cardiac evaluation done by Dr. Evaluation done by done by the cardiologist. He has been on anticoagulation. And also on anticoagulation with Xarelto and also on Cardizem. Period. The patient denied any chest pains, and he has an occasional cough, and also has had some leg swelling. Chest X-ray done more than a year ago, which showed no active pulmonary disease. But had evidence of previous sternotomy from bypass grafting. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has been significant for hypertension, history of coronary artery disease, status post CABG times 4, and a history for partial colectomy for diabetic colitis. He had previous history of a bowel resection for obstruction and was treated for atrial fibrillation treated by Dr. Barry Kuznick, B-A-R-R-Y, Kuznick, K-U-S-N-I-C-K, Barry Kuznick. the patient has diabetes mellitus type 2, history of hypertension, prior history of memory loss, and previous history of strokes since 94. And the right side of the weakness, and past history for spinal stenosis. He has rheumatoid arthritis, and history for basal cell cancers. The patient had CABG times 4 in the year 2000. And bilateral knee replacement surgery in 06 and 11. Bilateral shoulder replacement in 2010 and July 12. Had hernia repair in the inguinal areas. He had a colonoscopy as well. Next, medication list included cardizem, XR 180 milligrams daily, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, Xarelto 20 milligrams daily, metformin 500 milligrams, 2 in the morning, 1 in the evening, and donepezil 5 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Allopurinol 300 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Oh, can you also mention Allegra 180 milligrams daily? Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked, half to one pack per day. For 40 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next, system review. Next is family history. Father died at an elderly age. Mother had a history of heart disease. Next paragraph. Can you please add in the past? I had a history of cardiac ablation for atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph. And add in the past history. Kidney stones. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss. We had cataracts removed. He has vertigo, no hoarseness, and he has no urinary frequency, he has no hay fever, he has shortness of breath and no cough, he has no abdominal pains, no rectal bleeding, diarrhea, or constipation. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or palpitations. No leg swelling, no anxiety or depression. Okay, dizzy bruising, joint pains and muscle stiffness. Yes, headaches and memory loss. Next, physical exam, this elderly, moderately overweight, white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 138/80, pulse 72, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 192, saturation 96. HEND announced phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds and scattered wheezes, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, someone on S2 with no murmur, no ST. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex in the 1+, the nerve gross, motor upsets, cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1 is chronic dyspnea with probable obstructive lung disease. Number 2 is atrial fibrillation, status post-ablation. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, diabetes mellitus, type 2. Number 5 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. And number 6 is a history of gout. And number 7 is degenerative arthritis. Okay. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will go for a CT chest to evaluate him for any lung nodules. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. The patient was given a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. And continue with his other medication mentioned above. And a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. I'll make an addendum report after the pulmonary functions are done. Thank you. A copy of this for Dr. C.C. to Dr. Barry Kuznick, K-U-S-N-I-C-K. Kuznick Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, M-D. And Michael Alia, A-L-E-A, Michael Alia, M-D. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza.